Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Chris Florence. And coming up...
Chance here for Sturridge, saved on the line by Schwarzer, and it's Johnny Frindle's goal! It's hit Smalling on his full Premier League debut and gone in for an own goal!
Chelsea go 5 points clear in the English Premier League after coming from behind to beat Fulham. Tottenham are now fourth. And there's a century for England's Alistair Cook in the Durban cricket test against South Africa. But it's football first, and Chelsea have gone 5 points clear in the English Premier League after a 2-1 win at home to Fulham. The details to come after Monday's main results from England from James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Blackburn Rovers 2, Sunderland 2. Chelsea 2, Fulham 1. Everton 2, Burnley 0. Stoke City 0, Birmingham City 1. Tottenham Hotspur 2, West Ham United 0. Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Manchester City 3. Coca-Cola Football League Championship. Barnsley 2, Middlesbrough 1. Blackpool against Sheffield Wednesday postponed. Bristol City 2, Watford 2. Doncaster Rovers against Leicester City postponed. Ipswich Town 3, Queen's Park Rangers 0. Newcastle United 0, Derby County 0. Nottingham Forest 2, Coventry City 0. Peterborough United 4, Cardiff City 4. Plymouth Argyle 4, Reading 1. Scunthorpe United 1, West Bromwich Albion 3. Sheffield United 1, Preston North End 0. Swansea City 0, Crystal Palace 0.
More now on Chelsea's 2-1 win at home to Fulham. Reporting from Stamford Bridge, the BBC's John Murray.
Jose Mourinho will have enjoyed watching and learning from how Fulham thoroughly tested his old club ahead of the Champions League tie with Inter. Chelsea were in a hole after Zoltan Gira shot Fulham in front in the fourth minute following some questionable defending. But Ancelotti altered his formation in the second half, and when Pansel limped off, Baird filled in at right back and Drogba caught him out to head the equaliser. 2 minutes later, so cruel on Chris Smalling. On his first Premier League start, the ball bounced in off the young central defender for an own goal. So Chelsea came through, but were fully stretched by Fulham.
Well, like Didier Drogba, Solomon Kalou was playing his last game for Chelsea before departing for the African Cup of Nations.
It's very important to win today because, you know, we see that the confidence was going down. Even this first half wasn't, you know, so good. And, you know, winning today, even it was difficult winning, but I think it will bring a lot of confidence in the team.
How big a loss will it be with yourself going, Didier going? It's putting a lot of responsibility on some of the younger players here.
Yeah, like I said, Storic, Borini, those are the young players. Kakuta, the young players who can step in and, you know, bring something to the team. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to develop and to show their talent to everyone.
Tottenham have moved up to fourth after a 2-0 home win against West Ham. Nigel Adley was at White Hart Lane.
Tottenham are back in the top four, but it was never entirely straightforward against a West Ham side which battled hard in adversity. Within the first 20 minutes, Gianfranco Zola saw two of his senior players, Parker and Ilunga, go off injured, and Luka Modric scrambled Spurs ahead in his first start since August. The home side dominated, but initially couldn't find the second goal. Huddleston hit the post, and Chorluka headed over an open goal. And it wasn't until the 81st minute that the Spurs supporters' nerves were settled, when Jermaine Defoe thumped in against his old club. Tottenham continue to dream about the Champions League. West Ham are nervously contemplating a battle to stay out of the Championship.
So Tottenham back in the top four. And manager Harry Redknapp says there's no reason they can't remain there for the rest of the season.
Anything could happen. I mean, as I keep saying, it's not, I could come in and say, oh, well, you know, if we finish eighth, we've done very well, which, you know, we've improved. And that way, when we finish seventh, if we finish seventh, everyone goes, oh, they've done okay. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we can finish in the top four. Why can't we? If we don't do it, we don't do it. Some people then go, oh, well, we thought we were going to finish it. I'm leaving myself open, really, setting the standard high. But that's where we're at. There's no reason. We've got a good squad, got terrific players. Who knows what we can do? We've just got to keep going, believe in ourselves. We can beat anybody on that day, I think, you know.
Manchester City remain sixth in the table, but having played the same number of games, they're now level on points with Aston Villa, just above them, after victory at Wolves in Monday's late match.
Bellamy, who crosses into Tevez, deflected and in, and against the run of play, Manchester City have scored, and it's Carlos Tevez, 11th goal of the season, the deflection beat Hanneman. Bellamy just moves away, it's Garrido, left foot, plenty of bend, and it's gone in. Hanneman stood rooted to the spot, and Javier Garrido, the Spaniard, scores his first goal of the season. Tevez just outside the D, Tevez then lines up the left foot shot, and scores the third goal for Manchester City.
3-0 then, the final score. Well, it's now 2 wins out of 2 for the new Manchester City manager, Roberto Mancini. But he was quick to point out who deserved the credit.
Players. Players are great. I'm not. I'm manager, but the players are fantastic. We don't look the position now. Now we think to play, and between 2 months we look the situation.
Birmingham City are 7th after extending their unbeaten run to 11 league games. Cameron Jerome scoring the only goal early in the second half for a 1-0 win at Stoke. Here's his manager, Alex McLeish.
With every great performance and great result, the expectation levels rise. And we've challenged the players every week to meet those expectation levels. And you know, by God, they have. To talk about Champions League, ridiculous. But players are looking to get Premier League security. If we finish higher than the original targets, then that's a bonus for us.
England's cricketers have taken a first innings lead after 3 days of their second test against South Africa in Durban. Replying to the home side's 343, they closed on 386 for 5. The story of the day's play from Simon Mann.
So England's lead is 43, Ian Bell is 56, not out, Matt Prior is on 11. There was nothing spectacular about England's batting today, but it's been very effective. Alistair Cook made his 10th test match century, 118 from 263 balls. He shared a stand of 142 with Paul Collingwood, who was caught by Boucher off Duminy for a very well played 91. Earlier, Jonathan Trott went into the second over of the day. He was caught by Boucher off Morkel for 18. And Kevin Peterson, a loose stroke from him, LBW to Harris for 31. It was 155 for 3 then. The game was in the balance, but England progressed very well. They lead by 43 with 2 days to go.
So South Africa could be facing a big deficit sometime on the fourth day. But their coach, Mickey Arthur, says he'll be aiming to restrict England's lead to around 150.
I'd be very happy if England got 120, 150 ahead. That's going to take a really big effort for us in the morning. We always talk about investment sessions, and I think we had one of those tonight, you know, where we kept a little bit under control. You always seem to get reward for that, and we're hoping we get reward of that first thing tomorrow morning. And if we can manage them to a lead of 150, we'll be very happy.
Australia will resume their second innings on 111 for 3 on the fourth morning of their opening test against Pakistan in Melbourne. That's an overall lead of 307. Pace bowler Doug Bollinger, though, says it's too early to talk about setting Pakistan a target.
It just depends how long we bat for, and depends how we start tomorrow with the bat, and that'll just determine when we can declare or how the game goes. So I think we've got to start well tomorrow and see how we go.
Do you feel as like the wicket will stay the way it's been perhaps for a couple of days?
Yeah, it might get a little bit lower, so that might make it a bit harder for them to bat. So if we can do that, that'd be great.
So last word on the state of the game, dig in at some stage tomorrow and just luck them out.
Absolutely, that's the way to go.
The New Zealand super maxi yacht Alfa Romeo ended a 4-year winning sequence by Wild Oats 11 in the Sydney to Hobart race. Neville Crichton's Alfa Romeo cruised home after opening a 20-mile lead on the Australian Wild Oats 11 and ahead of the British entry ICAP Leopard. Before we go, a reminder that Chelsea are now 5 points clear in the English Premier League after coming from behind to win 2-1 at home to Fulham. Didier Drogba with their equaliser, the winner an own goal. Tottenham have moved up one place to fourth after beating West Ham 2-0. And it's 2 wins out of 2 for Roberto Mancini as Manchester City win 3-0 at Wolves. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.